Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 22nd edition. Hope everybody had a good Monday. Crazy, crazy slate. Darvish is about the only guy that really did what he was supposed to do. Everybody else had some massive slip-ups. Unless your name was Jake Odorizzi, that was wild. The Rangers went off. The Astros went off. The Padres went off. There is offense to be had in most places around the diamond on Monday. So very, very odd slate. We got 14 games for you. On Tuesday, lots of really good pitching. Lots of really good pitching. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric or join the free fantasy DGen Slack chat. We're all helping each other out in there to find some green screens. Also, if you're into season-long fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you twice a week. So check that one out. Bubba and the Bat Flip on Tuesdays, special guest every Thursday. Good stuff there. Also, if you like PGA DFS, check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse at DFS Golf Gods, where we previewed the 2021 Travelers Champion. It's already out for you on all your listening platforms. All right, 14-game slates. Let's hit the totals on this one. You have the White Sox Pirates, 7.5. Astros Orioles, 10. Royals Yankees, 8. Braves Mets, 7. Red Sox Rays, 8. Cardinals Tigers, 9. Blue Jays Marlins, 7.5. Giants Angels, 8.5. Brewers D-backs, 8.5. Rockies Mariners, 8.5. All right, pitching on this slate. I said it's a loaded slate. Got Garrett Cole at 11,000. If you want to go there, that's outstanding. He has been shaky as all get up his last three starts since the sticky stuff came around. He's given up 2-2-5 earned runs, 2-2-1 home runs per start, and only struck out 4 in his last outing. So he's put up back-to-back 23-plus point performances, but at $11,000, quite the sticky situation, one would say. So Cole is very interesting. The Royals are striking out less than 20% of the time over the last 3 weeks for right-handed pitchers, hitting 255 with a 98 WRC+. Plus. They're not world beaters by any means. At the same time, Garrett Cole is struggling a lot. So I think I'm going to pass on Cole at 11,000. I might come back to regret it, but there's a ton of pitching on this slate, so I'm going to save some cash and go where I can. I'm going to pass on Max Scherzer coming off the IL, another one I might regret, but we'll pass there. So Cole and Scherzer, it's a no for me on this slate unless you're making a ton of lineups. If you're narrowing things down, no Cole, no Scherzer. We can start with the one and only Zach Wheeler, though, at $10,200 at home against the Washington Nationals. Wheeler's been absolutely outstanding. 24 DK points or more in 5-6 straight starts in 7 of his last 8 starts. He's just been outstanding. 6 or more innings in basically 9 straight starts. He's been great on that regard, and 3 earned runs or less in 8 of those starts. He's been bulletproof. The strikeouts have been there. Double-digit Ks in 3 of his last 5, 6 or more Ks in 5 straight. Wheeler's been outstanding. It's a Washington Nationals team that's been scuffling quite a bit of late at the plate, and they are striking out 24% of the time over the last 3 weeks for righties, hitting 241 with a 101 WRC+. Plus. So their guests are getting a little better. They're about an average offense versus righties. Strikeouts through the roof. You got Wheeler, who's been outstanding at 10-2. I think he's got the same ceiling as your Coles and Scherzer right now. So I'll take the discount. Give me some Wheeler at 10-2, one of my favorite pay-up spots on this slate. Another one I like a ton is Freddy Peralta at 10K at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Peralta faced Arizona a few starts ago, 7 1/3, 1 earned 9 Ks for 34 DK points. He's put up 20 or more in 3 of his last 5, 30 or more in 2 of those 4 starts. He's been great, 6 or more Ks in each start, and now you get a D-backs team that we noticed struggles. They might actually win on Monday. They're winning right now. I'm going to say maybe because we've seen worse things with them, but they are striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 209 with a .079 ISO. And a 54 WRC+. Plus. This is a phenomenal spot for Freddy Peralta on this slate. So give me some Freddy Peralta at 10,000. Like that one quite a bit. Marcus Stroman at 96, not too bad. Stroman and Hendricks, 98, 96. Not tournament plays for me. Could go with him in cash. Like Hendricks could be a great cash game play. Just doesn't bring the ceiling I want to the action, but definitely could see Hendricks in cash, same with Stroman. So if you want to go those two in cash, sure. But Wheeler and Peralta, I got over those two, especially in tournaments. And then Lucas Giolito, $9,400. I think this is a great spot for Gio. He's looked better and better each time out there, giving up a few runs. He gave it three his last time out, but he's got seven or more Ks in four straight starts. That's helped him get 18 or more in four straight or in six straight starts. He has 20 or more in five of six. Before his last start, he had 21 or more in five straight starts. So the strikeouts have been there. He has seven or more in five of his last six starts. He has two earned runs or less in four of his last six starts. He's given up the long ball from time to time. It's been a little trouble with Gio of late, but he's been very, very effective. Now he gets a Pittsburgh Pirates team that doesn't strike out a ton, but they're only hitting 237 with a 92 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. So Gio at $9,400, tremendous, like 20-point plus upside on this slate at a discounted rate. So I like him quite a bit. So if you're looking at the 9K and above guys, Wheeler, Peralta, Gio are my guys. Gio's the best option, I think, because of the discount, but Peralta's probably the best play in the matchup situation. So if I had to rank three, I'd go Peralta, Gio, Wheeler. That's how I look at the three. Like them all very much. Hendricks and Stroman, they're cash viable if you need to go there on this slate. I'm passing on Cole and Scherzer. Scherzer coming off his injury. Cole just doesn't look like Cole. Like, I'm not paying 11K when I can pay for these other guys type situation. So that's where I'm at. 9K and above, give me Peralta, Gio, Wheeler. And if you want to go Hendricks and Stroman in cash, you can. I'm not going to hold that one against you. All right, going below 9K now. Going to pass on Zach Gallen. Alcantara at 87 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays is intriguing. It's a Toronto Blue Jays team striking out 22% of the time versus righties, but hitting machines. Alcantara did face them recently through decent. Not going to say it was that bad at Toronto. You threw six innings, four earned, only four Ks. I've got six or more Ks in three straight starts, 20 or more points in three straight starts at St. Louis, Atlanta, at Pittsburgh. So if you want to go Alcantara to be contrarian, you can at 87. Tough matchup versus Toronto, though. Very tough matchup. But, you know, you got the guys up top, and then you're just kind of punting. You got on Tariq Skubal at $6,600. He's been outstanding of late, and I mentioned it to some others. He'll give up runs. We've seen that. He gives up home runs. We've seen that. But he strikes out a ton. Six or more Ks in six straight starts, and he's put up 20 or more points in five of those six starts. He's been absolutely outstanding. And now you get a St. Louis offense that's been really, really cold of late. Over the last 3 weeks versus left-handed pitching, he's striking out 27% of the time versus lefties with a 220 average, 0.061 ISO, and a 66 WRC+. I love Skubal tonight. I think he's in a great, great spot. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, punt option on the slate. Pair him up with one of the big dogs and eat. So I like Skubal a lot on this one. Erod's always going to have a place in my heart. If you're making 20 lineups, make a couple with Erod in it, just because all the peripheral stats, all the X stats show there's something good to be had there. He just hasn't put together right now. Tampa Bay's good. You got the Wander Franco night, all that good stuff. I get it. If you want to go Erod in a couple of your 20 max, yes. Otherwise, just going to wait on him to figure it out, and you're going Skubal. Johan Oviedo, $6,200, coming off a gym in his last outing, seven shutout with four Ks against Miami for 19.6. The biggest thing with Oviedo, the strikeouts haven't been there this year. So that's your downside. It is facing Detroit, which is nice. But, you know, the ball's always in play, so it kind of makes you want to play a little Detroit action. But if you're looking to punt, Detroit is striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 241 with a 104 WRC plus of late. So Oviedo's in play as a punt at 62. Again, I'll take Skubal over Oviedo, but you can go there as well. Ross Stripling, 5,700, might be my, outside of Skubal, my next best thing. He's gone five or more innings in five straight starts. In all five of those starts, it's been two or less than four of those five, and he struck out six or more in three of those five. He's put up 26, 12, 16, 17, 27. So basically 16 or more in four or five starts at 5,700. Sign me up. And now you get to go to pitcher-friendly Miami to make a start here. A Miami team striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They do have a 251 average, a 174 ISO, and a 111 WRC plus versus righties over the last 3 weeks, which is very, very nice. Thank you, Adam Duvall and company. But Stripling at 5,700 doesn't have to light the world on fire, so he could be a very, very nice punt. The other punt you could use is Flexen versus the Road Rockies at 5,500. So cheapies, love Skubal. Stripling's my number two. Then Flexen and Oviedo, kind of 3A and 3B. I don't think I'm going to need to go there. I think it's just Skubal and Stripling for me, punting-wise. Match them up with Peralta, Gio, and Wheeler. If you want to use Hendricks and Stroman in cash, you can. But pretty much my main pitchers, Peralta, Gio, Wheeler up top, Skubal, Stripling down below. That's where I'll be building things for the most part on this 14-game Tuesday slate. All right, let's check out the bats on the slate, starting at the catcher's position. There's going to be tons of options again, so hit me up on Twitter at BDentric with questions, or join me in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free. And if I'm not there, there's always guys helping each other out, and we'll get you the answers and build those winning lineups as always. Catcher's position, Gary Sanchez is on fire. If you want to attack Singer, I'm totally on board with that. If because he has been quite broken of late. And Sanchez has been absolutely raking. We talked about him quite a bit. His price tag has gone up. We were riding that train when it wasn't going too strong here. But you got Brady Singer, who, you know, he seemed like he was injured possibly. That wasn't the case. He's just not the guy we were hoping he'd turn out to be. And on the season versus right-handed pitchers, I just want to see how he does versus righties. He's allowing a 307 slug, so not bad. He's limiting the power. He's given up a 264 average. No homers yet to right-handed hitters this season. So he's got that going for him, an xFIP of 3, a FIP of 227 versus right-handed hitters. So Singer's got that going for him. So paying up for Gary might be a bit dicey on this slate. But you can do a guy like Salvi Perez versus Cole, contrarian play, because Cole has given up 7 home runs, I believe it was. Let me triple check before I missay it and make everybody angry. But since the sticky stuff's been a problem, he's got 5-2, 2-1 in his last 3 starts. He's given up the long ball. He's always had a trouble with the long ball, but it's been really, really abundant. So Salvi at 49 can be a nice one-off play for you. Will Smith versus Blake Snell. Love attacking Blake Snell. So Will Smith at 45. He's in play. Omar Narvaez, Milwaukee's back in play tonight. He's $4,300. Gallon got beat up his last time out. They're going to baby him back, which means a ton of Arizona bullpen, which is something we really like to exploit. So Omar Narvaez at 43. If you're stacking Milwaukee, you can go there. Sean Murphy of Oakland, he went deep on Monday. We love Murphy in that stack. He hits 5th or 6th for the A's. He's 4K. Same with Max Stassi versus DeSclafani at 39. So if you're not paying up, Murphy and Stassi are really good plays at 4K and 3,900. If you're looking for some more values on this play, though, we do have a couple here. If you're fading Giolito, you want right-handed power bats. So Stallings at 33 is your guy because Gio gives up more of his power to right-handed bats. One of the sneakier additions to the thing. So Stallings is not a bad value at 33. Martin Maldonado at 27 versus Lopez. Maldonado had Monday off, so he should be back in lineup on Tuesday. He's $2,700 in this slate. And then the ones I'm looking for, Jorge Alfaro is only 23 versus Stripling. If you're not using Stripling, that's great. But the one I want, if he's in a lineup, and he's been absolutely raking of late, just crushing baseballs right now, is Luis Torrens of the Seattle Mariners. He has homered in 3 of his last 5 games. He has 10 or more points in 4 of his last 5 games. He has multiple hits in 3 of his last 5 games. He's $2,300 versus Kyle Freeland. So get your Luis Torrens on really, really cheap on this slate. But lots to like. But $2,300 catcher Luis Torrens, who's crushing it. And now gets Kyle Freeland, who's getting destroyed his last few starts, even outside of Coors. Get on board. First base, you got Vladito versus Alcantara. He's got a double and a homer career against him, so go for it if you want. It's $6,700, though. It's crazy pricey, and it's not a hitter's ballpark, so keep that in mind. I'd rather save $1,100 and get Matt Olson versus Jordan Lyles at $5,600, or go to Shohei Ohtani at $5,400 versus Disco. I like those two much more based on their price alone versus Vladito. We got that going for us. Some cheaper options, though. You got Jared Walsh, only 5K versus Disco. You can put Ohtani in the outfield. He's first base outfield eligible, where Walsh is only first base. The Angels are stackable tonight, so keep them in mind. Jonathan Scopes, first base, second base. He's 48 versus Oviedo. I like that quite a bit as well. Bobby Bradley. We mentioned Kyle Hendricks is a cash game play, and he's put together like 6 or 7 straight quality starts. He's been very, very good in that regard. But a couple things I want to go over here when I pull up Kyle Hendricks' page for everybody. Real quick, he has given up no homers, but then 2-1-2-3 in his previous 4 starts. That's, if you do the quick math on that one, 8 home runs in his previous 4 starts before the goose egg his last time out. So he's got that going against him. The other thing going against him before that gem he threw against the New York Mets is against left-handed hitters this season, he's given up some thump. Lefties are hitting .314 on the year versus Kyle Hendricks with a .613 ISO, a .415 WOBA, and nearly 3 home runs per 9 on the season. So Bobby Bradley at 46, I think, is a very nice GPP-type play. It's tough to go full-on stack against Kyle Hendricks because if he's throwing quality starts, your stacks aren't going off. But a one-off here and there, Bradley at 46, you're going to have Cesar Hernandez, Eddie Rosario, J-Ram. You want the lefties. I like the Bradley idea because most won't go there. So only in a tournament, only in a one-off side situation. Bobby Bradley went deep on Monday. He's there for his power. He's $4,600. I think he's a nice contrarian play for you. Darren Ruff's back off the IL for the Giants. He's first base outfield eligible against the lefty Heaney at $4,300. Heaney has been my kryptonite this year, as we all know. Use him, he gets shelled. Don't use him, he pitches gems. It's a beautiful thing with Andrew Heaney, but the Giants are just crushing baseballs, period. They love hitting left-handed pitching as well. And Ruff coming back off the IL, he was raking before he got hurt. So definitely a guy to keep in mind. Heaney's given up 1.5 home runs per 9 to left-handed or right-handed hitters this season. A few other cheapies for you. Carlos Santana versus Cole at 41 if you want to go the fade Cole route. Mountcastle is only 41 versus Greinke. Always like fading Greinke. So he can be in play for you. Josh Naylor did go deep for Cleveland. He's another lefty. He's $3,500. He's first base outfield versus Hendricks. In that one, a few others if you get cheaper. Like Albert Pujols, if you're stacking in LA, he's $3,300. The Dodgers are very expensive, even against Blake Snell on Tuesday. So you can get a cheap Pujols for $3,300. And that can be quite enticing. Ty France has got an MRI, I believe, on Monday. If he's in a lineup, he's $2,900 versus Freeland. I would love that. But something tells me ain't going to happen. So, sadly, we're probably going to have to cross him off. And then other than that, like you got Jake Bowers is $2,500 versus Freeland. I love a Seattle stack tonight. So I don't hate him, even though it's lefty-lefty. I don't think Freeland's long for that game. Chris Gittens, if he makes a start for the Yankees, $2,400. Super, super cheap. Power bat. He hasn't done much. He's hitting .195 since his call-up. But he has one home run. Got a couple knocks here and there. Strictly, if you're stacking the Yanks and you want to punt, Gittens is $2,400. You're not using them for anything else. Like, he's not a one-off. He's a piece of a Yankee stack. Second base position now. You got Altuve in a great spot again at $5,500. I love Chris Taylor at $5,300. It's hard to stomach paying $5,300 for Taylor, but it's a really good spot there versus Snell. Also, Max Muncy is supposed to be back on Tuesday. He's first base, second base at $5,400. So keep an eye on the lineup there. But a good spot there for Chris Taylor. If you're not using Flexen, Ryan McMahon at $5,100 is okay. I prefer Coors, obviously, with him, but not too shabby. Jonathan Scope, 48, as we mentioned before. Cesar Hernandez at 46. You got Cronenworth at 47. He'd be a GPP play. I like San Diego as a contrarian stack. Cronenworth took Urias deep on Monday, so someone else to keep in mind. But Colton Wong's 45. He had another decent game on Monday night. You can go against Gallon in that bullpen, so don't hate Wong at 45. I think he's cash viable to go with a tournament play. Adam Frazier, not bad if you're fading Gio, but I'm not fading Gio, so you got that going for you. A few others for you on this one. You got Rugi Odor. Can't pay $39 for Odor, but Jazz Chisholm's down to $3,500. That is criminal. Second base shortstop eligible. Not sure what dropped that price tag down, but $3,500 for Chisholm or Stripling. If you're not using Stripling, that's a great price tag for Mr. Jazz Chisholm. And then other than that, Tony Kemp's $3,200. We're talking about him a lot. He's second base outfield eligible. He led off on Monday night, had a decent game, stole another bag. So you can definitely look at Kemp as a discount. David Fletcher at 28, a discount for you. Shed Long at 28, hit a walk-off grand slam the other day. He's second base outfield eligible at $2,800. He is a good play as well as a value. That's why I like Seattle, especially for their value on this slate. So Shed Long at $2,800, second base outfield eligible, is a very, very nice value for you on this one. Jeff McNeil should be back for the Mets. He's $2,500 versus Morton if you want to go the McNeil route. Then Andy Abani has had a monster game for Texas. He's $2,400 versus Irvin. He's second base, third base eligible. So definitely some more value to be had on this slate. Third base, you got J-Ram at 57. You got Turner at 57. If you want, I'd prefer J-Ram. But you also got Rafael Devers at 53. That's a nice value against Kittredge and then Yarbrough in that one. Going down to Wilmer Flores, he's $4,800, crushes left-handed pitching. He went 4-for-4 with two homers on Sunday. He's hitting .387 over his last 10 games. He has double digits in three of his last five. He is just hitting everything right now. So Flores at 48 is a really solid play versus Heaney in your tournaments. Matt Chapman's 47 after the day off on Monday. Back to your A stacks with Chatty. Machado, I liked him on Monday. He went deep. He's got a good spot versus Kershaw again at $4,400. Nice little discount because he's facing Clayton Kershaw. So don't hate some Machado in that one. A few others to look at when you go below 4K now. Actually, not too much. Yandy Diaz, if you're fading Rodriguez, he's $3,200. I could see that in a fade situation. Below 3K, though, we're not seeing like Joe Panic's down there if you're fading Alcantara at 27, and only if you're stacking Toronto. But again, Andy Abani is $2,400. Probably one of your better values. And then Abraham Toro is only $2,100 versus Jorge Lopez. His price tag is still way too cheap. He's hitting sixth or seventh for the Astros, starting at third base against Jorge Lopez. Another game where the Astros should go absolute ham. So 21 for Toro is a very, very nice play. Shortstop position on this slate. You can always go to Tatis if you prefer. But Bobichet at 59, I can sign up for. Or you just save some cash. Go down below 5K on this slate. Tim Anderson, 47 versus lefty and Anderson. Chicago bats have been kind of disappointing, but really good spot. Tyler Anderson, I looked him up earlier. And he's given up a ton of home runs right now. Let's pull up his game log to kind of get a better idea for your future Chicago White Sox ideas here. But Anderson's given up 1-2-0-2-3-2. So that's a whopping 7, 9, 10 home runs in his last five starts. That's not good. He's been very, 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 very bad of late for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And if you just look at his numbers versus right-handed hitters on the season here. He's allowing righties at 287 with a 526 slug. He's allowing 2 home runs per 9 versus right-handed hitters. So Tim Anderson, who loves himself from lefties, could be a nice spot for you in this one at 4,700. Lindor's heating up. He's okay. Yeah, Crawford versus the lefty at 44. But like Javi Baez, only 4,300 bucks versus Morgan. You can definitely enjoy that. Willie Adames at 42, but that Baez price at 43, extremely cheap. Like that one quite a bit. J.P. Crawford at 37 versus Freeland's a great play, especially stacking Seattle or if just looking for value. That's phenomenal. Jazz Chisholm at 35, we talked about, is really, really strong as well. You could go to Gleyber Torres if you want. I think Jazz Chisholm at the same price would probably go to Jazz in that scenario, but both do have a discount for you. And then going down cheaper below the 3K range, not a ton stands out usually most nights, so not really forcing it. The one thing that will stand out to you, though, let's get to him. Unless he's just outfield eligible, he's got to be down here. There he is, my little buddy. $2,000, making his major league debut on Tuesday, Wander Franco. He's going to be rostered everywhere. If you're playing cash, you probably just roster him at 2K. You can do him at 2K and Toro at 21 and play whatever you want. So just keep that in mind. I'm not forcing him into my tournament plays, but Wander Franco at 2K, dirt cheap. He's 25 on FanDuel. At least you have to kind of think a little on FanDuel with it. DK, they just didn't care. And it's not like they didn't have notice. He got this news came out Sunday. So that's just DK being lazy. This is what that is. Outfield position, there'll be tons on this slate. Tons and tons. Acuna is always in play, even against guys like Stroman. But Soto against Wheeler, it's tricky. I love Mookie Betts. Now, he went deep on Monday. He's got good history against Snell. He's 5,400. Shohei at 54. I mentioned him earlier. Like him a lot as well. If you are stacking up Seattle, Mitch Haniger is back. He's $5,000. You can kind of peek at him. He hasn't gotten going since coming off the IL, but really good spot for Kyle Freeland to wake up. Jordan Alvarez went deep for a grand slam on Monday's 49 versus Jorge Lopez. I like that one quite a bit as well. Going for some more discounts on this slate. You can go Jock Jams versus Morgan at 47 if you want to. That's not bad. Mark Canha at 47, hitting first or second for the A's. Definitely part of your A stacks. Go back to Cedric Mullins as Baltimore disappointed everybody. He's 46 versus Erod. Tommy Pham, if you are stacking up San Diego, he is $4,400, like that quite a bit. Ramon Laureano hitting cleanup at 44. The A's are very affordable outside like Matt Olson, so I like that one quite a bit. The A stack is one of my more favorite stacks on this slate. A few others to look at here. Darren Ruff is back at 43, as I mentioned, facing a lefty. Eddie Rosario is only 42 if you are stacking up against Hendricks. Not looking to do that, but he's cheap. Mountcastle at 41, mentioned him earlier. Another Miami Marlin discount. That's why I might have to have some Marlins action yet again. I love the Chisholm at 35. We got Starling Marte at only $4,000 versus Ross Stripling. That is by far too cheap. So yeah, play Marte in cash and probably stack him up somewhere. Justin Upton is only 4K versus Disco. Alex Verdugo is only 4K as well. So some good prices in the 4K range. Going cheaper though, like in cash games, Michael Brantley is only $3,900. That is just horrible. He's got double digit DK points in 4 of his last 5 games. So $3,900 against Jorge Lopez for Brantley is a really, really good spot for you. Trent Grisham at 37, not a bad value versus Kershaw. He's actually had good success versus Kershaw. He's hitting 6th on Monday night, so they're moving him down the order. Still effective, though, in that lineup. A few more. Dom Smith, if you are fading Charlie Morton at 36, not a bad GPP price tag. Josh Naylor, mentioned him at 35 as a GPP-type play. Almonte from Atlanta versus Stroman, 35. I liked him when he was a lot cheaper, I'll tell you that much. Will Myers, though, $3,400, does love his lefty. So in a tournament, I could see some Will Myers action, if especially you're stacking San Diego. Ramel Tapia is only $3,400. He's hitting everywhere. He's not just a Coors Field guy anymore. Leading off for the Rockies, Rich Flexen at 34 does bring some nice value for you. But Adam Duvall is $3,300. Again, if you're stacking Miami, super cheap versus Ross Stripling. Stripling's been good of late. I'm not going to discount that. We already gave his stats on his quality starts, his 20-plus DK point streaks, all that kind of good stuff. But let's see what he's doing on the season versus right-handed pitching, because there has been some hiccups with him, and he can still have them from time to time. On the season, righties are hitting 293 with a 521 slug and 2.1 home runs per 9. Even last year, 2.8 home runs per 9 to righties. So righties are getting a ton of power on Ross Stripling. He's been good his last couple starts, but on the season, righties are hitting him very well. Lefties are not. So he's a reverse splits guy. Something to keep in mind. Like, I like Chisholm, but Starling Marte's Adam Duvall. Keep that in mind when you're looking at Miami. Some reverse splits versus Ross Stripling to target on this slate. Couple others for you. If you want to go Robbie Grossman, like 33 versus Oviedo, that's a nice value. Andrew Vaughn does hit his lefties well. He's $3,200 versus Anderson. That's a nice GPP play. I mentioned Tony Kemp at 32. I like that. Brian Reynolds, if you're not using Geo, is only $3,100. That's a really solid play in his situation there. Going below 3K now. You got Harold Ramirez at 29 versus Hendricks if you're stacking Cleveland, not running to stack Cleveland, but it's interesting. You got AJ Pollock for Snell at only 29. That's a nice value. Nice value for AJ Pollock, who's slowly hitting well. He's not playing every day. Like, he sat on Monday night, but he previously had hit safely in three straight games, putting up 23 points on Sunday. $2,900 for Pollock versus Snell. Nice GPP type value. Love Taylor Ward at $28. He's a massive value versus Disco. Mentioned Shed Long at 28 earlier. He's another value. If you're stacking Pittsburgh versus Geo, Gregory Polanco's 27. Manny Margot versus a lefty is only $2,700. That's a good spot by leading off versus Erod. DJ Stewart at 26. Miles Straw at 26. Those are some of your normal values you're used to on these slates. Mentioned Jake Bowers earlier at 25 as a value play. Other than that, though, like Akil Badu, I like him a lot at $2,300. Saw on Twitter, I can't remember who put it. I think it was Chu from Pitcher List. He said since May 1st, out of all hitters with at least 100 plate appearances, Badu has the highest OBP in baseball. He's hitting 355 over his last 10 games. He's got 7 or more points in 4 straight games. He's $2,300 versus Oviedo. That's a really nice spot for Badu, especially in like a one-off value or a part of a Detroit stack. I like some Oviedo quite a bit on that one. So there'll be more value when stuff comes out, so check all that out. Recapping pitching real quick, the main guys for me, it's up top. It's Peralta, Gio, Wheeler in that order. Like all three of them a lot. And then I'm punting with Scooble and Stripling. Scooble, like by far my favorite punt play. You could use Hendricks and Stroman and Cash if you want, but I'm preferring to use those three guys up top, two guys down below, mixing and matching all the fun stuff there. If you're stacking it up, you can go Chicago versus Pittsburgh. We mentioned Alexander versus right-handed hitters. The White Sox have been cold lately. They've just been very, very cold. You look at the White Sox versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, striking out 26% of the time, 165 ISO, 108 WRC+. Like, that's good. That's not White Sox good. So if you want to go White Sox, you can, especially Vaughn at 32. Anderson's a little cheaper. The options are there. Just not super in love with it like usual. Love Houston versus Jorge Lopez again. Just go back to that. Stack them up however which way you want. Kind of if you want to go Jordan, Brantley, and go down that way, Toro and company, you definitely can. I can see that being a very nice stack. Leaving Altuve out because Altuve is going to be the chalk of the chalk, which it's good chalk, but that's how you can be different right there and still get the love. So I like Houston. Don't mind Baltimore as a contrarian stack because I don't trust Granky, but it's a large slate, so I don't know if you have to get that cute with it. I like kind of like Miami as a little contrarian versus Stripling, so keep that one in mind. I mentioned the reverse splits on that. A few others to stack up here. Detroit versus St. Louis is a very good value stack for Oviedo. I like that one. A little bit of Cleveland value and as a punt play, but not a ton. Love Oakland versus Texas. One of my favorite stacks is Oakland. Starting with Olsen, then you got Kemp. Build some Cana and Laureano and Murphy. I like the top five. It's very simple for me. Like that stack quite a bit. Giants and Angels. I could see game stacking this one. Disco's been good of late. Those Angels bats are red hot. Walsh, Ohtani, Stassi, Ward, those four for sure. You can build around that. They've been red hot. And then Gigantes versus lefties. So keep that one in mind. Like Milwaukee versus Arizona a ton, especially if you get that bullpen in play. That could pay off big time. Don't mind some Dodgers versus – I don't mind any Dodgers or Padres. I fade Snell and a fading Kershaw. So that could be a fun one for you. Especially Machado be my top option for San Diego, and there's value to be had there. And then, you know, the Dodgers mix and match the fun there. There's pricey. And then really like Seattle as a late-night hammer versus Colorado, especially for value. Shed Long, J.P. Crawford. Haniger's expensive, but there's a lot to like with the Seattle side of things. But A's would be my top stack on the slate for now. Houston's a great spot as well. Lots of good places to go. We got the five pitchers we talked about. All kinds of fun stuff. Now we just need lineups. We'll have to wait for those. So check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Also the Bench with Bubba podcast for your season-long fantasy baseball players. Check that one out, dropping Tuesdays and Thursdays. And for you PGA DFS players, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast. Previewing the Travelers Championship dropped on Monday night for you. So go get the goods there as we just wrapped up a nice U.S. Open week. Also, if my written content on Tuesdays and Thursdays is free DraftKings picks at rotoballer.com. So go check that out. If you'd like to become a premium member to check out my Monday, Wednesday, Friday values articles, use promo code Bubba for a discount on the rest of the baseball season. But for now, good luck on your Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 22nd edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.